Welcome, everyone, to the Journey to Success radio show with your host, Taylor Tagg. This program is on the Journey to Success radio network, a new station on blogtalkradio.com. The purpose of JTS Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world with transformational businesses, thoughts, ideas, and actions that encourage and inspire. You can check out our growing Journey to Success American and Canadian broadcast team at JourneyToSuccessRadio.com. And before we start our interview today with Jim Sacco, let me tell you a little bit about my background and my program. I help people who are ready for a quantum leap in life learn precisely how to let go of hurt and resentments, permanently releasing themselves of the past to experience boundless peace and freedom. It's quite amazing. And to find out more about my powerful heart-centered forgiveness work and my new book, The Path to a Peaceful Heart, please visit me at TheEvolvingHeart.com. And now on to today's success story. My guest today is Jen Sacco. Jen is owner of Events by Sacco, plans meetings, conferences, training, events, festivals, concerts, fundraisers, and group travel. She also consults with businesses on customer and employee retention using hospitality strategies. Her career includes work with Wet n Wild Family Water Parks, Gray Line Worldwide Sightseeing Association, Starwood Hotels, and Dolce Conference Centers, where she was a member of the prestigious President Circle and nominated for 3 years for Sales Manager of the Year. Jen has been recognized throughout her career as a top producer and has been certified by top industry trainers. She currently resides in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania with her husband and son. And Events by Sacco is known for creating experiences full of hospitality, acceptance, respect, friendship, and warm human contact. They create experiences that comfort and provoke, and their style is easy and serene. So Jen is joining us today on Journey to Success Radio to tell us about the benefits of having your own event and all that goes into that. So Jen, welcome to Journey to Success today. How are you?
I'm so fine. Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on here.
Well, we're very glad to have you today, and I guess for our listeners, event planning is one of those things that we need to talk about because I know a lot of our listeners would love to be able to plan an event, and we need to kind of go over the specifics and the details and what goes into planning an event. So I guess if you would, to start us out, Jen, kind of tell us how you got into event planning and what led you into the work and some of the general background behind that.
My mainly corporate experience has been in the hospitality industry, starting with tourism for Gray Line Worldwide Sightseeing, where I was a sales manager there. And then I moved into hotel group sales, and that's when I worked in the sales offices of the Sheraton Grand Hotel and the American Airlines Training and Conference Center, which are both at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport in Texas. After I became a mom and I wanted to work from home, I partnered with another company called CNP Meeting Services as a third-party planner. And my own company, Events by Sacco, works with businesses and other organizations on events that are a part of their overall marketing strategy.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, let's tell us a little bit about the concept behind your event planning, and what's your focus on as an event planner? What goes into your focus, and what really can you help people do?
All businesses should have a plan to attract and retain their share of the market. That could look like capturing and attracting customers and clients. Also, employees should be a part of that as well. And if that plan includes events, someone like myself should be brought on to produce and manage that.
Okay, wonderful. Well, tell us, Jen, if I was a first time client and I came to you and I said, Jen, I want to put on an event, and I don't really know what I'm doing, but I need some help doing that. So how could you come in and assist me with planning an event? And what would that look like from your perspective, and what are some of the services that you provide that would be helpful?
Oh, well, we would start with a consultation, of course. I would ask a lot of questions about what your goals are and what your company or organization provides or wants to provide. And then working with me for the first time, you would see a lot of follow-through and commitment to deadlines, which are very important in planning an event or a meeting. There are lots of deadlines with venues, hotel properties, their vendors, and then there's lots of follow-up from me and constant checking in.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And so give us a little bit more flavor around that, because I know that for those who haven't planned an event before, there's a lot that goes into it, isn't there? There's a contract negotiations, there's public relations that has to be done for the meeting itself, there's negotiation of all kinds of contracts and fees, and so you guys actually provide that kind of as a one-stop shop for planning an event. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, the very first step when we're actually decided that this is the event that needs to happen is the site selection. And that means, where is this going to be? There's a lot of factors that play into that. Where are the people going to come from? Is it easy to get to? What's the weather going to be like? The Republican National Convention, which I had nothing to do with, but we saw that they were in Tampa at the height of hurricane season, and there was sort of a chuckle going through the industry thinking, well, the city of Tampa must have really thrown in some very meaty conditions for them to come and have their meeting there in Tampa at the height of hurricane season. But those are the kinds of things that event planners and meeting planners think of. Is it easy to get in and out of? Is the venue reflecting what the theme of the event is going to be? So that's important. And then we move into the contract negotiation. What does the client need? What does the venue need to help make it a success? And then there's all the other fun logistics like catering, audiovisual equipment, anything outside of that. Do we need flowers? Do we need music? There's lots that goes on that the owner of the business or the people responsible for the meeting have to sit down and look at and see if that's going to fit with what their vision is.
And I would assume, because I would imagine some of these events are pretty large at times, there's a pretty long window of time to build and to lead up to build, plan one of these, is there not? How long usually do you allow to get all these things arranged?
In a perfect world, it should be as long as possible. I think ideally a year. It takes, if for a first-time event, it would probably take even longer because you have to have a list. You have to have people that you are already talking to about coming to the event. But lots of times, in reality, there is maybe a few months, if not just a few weeks. And those are going to be more difficult to pull off as successfully, but it's been done. And I've seen a lot of short-term meetings and events that have been pulled off very well.
Yeah, and I'm assuming companies have, the meetings and their annual conferences that they go to, and so I'm assuming they're planning for these not several months, but also years in advance as well.
Yes, and there are associations that have their meetings planned out 10 years in advance.
Wow.
The big ones.
That's quite a long time.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's not a lot of detailing that goes on. The details come in the few months before the event. But for as far as site selection, if you want to be where, you want to get the place where you need to be, it needs and to fit. Some of these associations have thousands and thousands of people. Big corporations have thousands and thousands of people. Starbucks needs a stadium. They need sports stadiums to fill their needs. So that all that, that, you know, the further out you are, the better off you're positioned.
Mm, yeah. Well, let me ask you too, because we're talking generally about large events that need months and months of planning. But let's talk about, I guess, what type of person that you serve. Is it a client that requires a larger venue with months and months of planning in advance? What about the small business owner that would love to bring 100 customers to a particular location and serve them and give them a nice conference and a good time? Do you serve that clientele? And how small do you go with these events?
I've planned events for as little as 10 people. Obviously, they're not going to need as much time to get their perfect venue because it's going to be a little bit more flexible. But the event planning is a little subjective. It's every situation is different. I think the most important part of that takes time is having that list and communicating with people and finding out what they want to know from you, and make sure that they've got it on their calendar to come.
And I'm sure that you, in conjunction with the client, help them to create that list up front in order to get that process rolling.
Yes. Event planning used to be just what it sounds like, just being a day or a time, an evening set aside to have the actual event. But now it really needs to be looked at as an overall strategy, taking over a period of time, which includes getting your list together, communicating with people through social media, and whatever communication strategies you have, and following up with them and following back and interacting with them and making sure that they know that your meeting or event is the one that they need to be at.
Well, very nice, very nice. And so I guess, Jen, if I were to need to call you or sign up with you, or I was just dead set on having an event, say, of 10 or 20 people in the next 6 months, and I called you and said, you know what, Jen, I'm going to have this meeting in Memphis, Tennessee, and I want you to handle it from start to finish, front to back. You just let me know what I need to begin to do. Is that something that you're able to accommodate the client? You know, how does that process kind of filter itself in and begin to work with you and the client that you're serving?
I have a website, eventsbyseco.com, and it's very easy to communicate with me through there, and then we can have a consultation and start to put together a timeline. And that's really all it takes is a conversation to talk about what your event would look like to you and how we can facilitate that.
Okay, so we'll give everybody the website again. It's Events by Seco, which is S-A-K-O, mm-hmm. eventsbyseco.com, and you can get in touch with Jen on our website there.
Now, and I'm also on Facebook.
And Facebook, too, which yeah. under the mm-hmm. same name, right?
Events under the same Seco. Name.
You can friend her on Facebook and probably contact you there through Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm. Sure can.
Okay, so I'm gonna go to another question here because I know we have listeners, especially small business owners, who are listening to this program, and they have questions about online events, online meetings. And we're starting to see a lot of small business entrepreneurs begin to partner with other entrepreneurs and have these online events. And so I'm sure we have some people who are very interested in that kind of thing. Now, is that something that you are able to handle and put together? If it's not a physical event in a city, but it's more virtual or online, where people would call in and go through a series of seminars and online listening, is that something that you attend to as well?
Oh, yes. And there's also hybrid meetings as well, where it's a combination of online and a physical location. So we are able to facilitate online meetings, offline meetings, a combination. We can do tweet chats. We can do Google Hangouts. The possibilities are endless.
Well, can you elaborate on that a little bit more and give the audience, I guess, a little bit of a better understanding of what it kind of takes to go through that online event? I'm sure the dynamics are different than having that physical event with all the transportation and logistics problems you probably have to deal with there. It's a little bit different dynamic online. So can you speak to that a little bit more about what details are involved and some of the things that they would need to think about there?
I think, again, the most important component of that is to make sure that you have a good targeted list. I've been invited to events through especially Facebook, where I am one of 1,000 people that have been invited to this event, and I have no idea how I ended up on this list. And it's not even a topic that interests me. I think you need to be interacting with people and finding out what they need to know and making sure that they know they need to hear what you have to say or provide or promote. And if you do that and you have an objective that you stick to, then the online meeting part will, it's easy to put together now. It's very easy to put together, but you just need to get people there and people wanting to hear what you have to say, what your overall message is.
Yeah, so I guess the key component there is to know your target market,
yeah.
Know the person that needs your service and who's gonna react in a positive way to what you have to offer.
That's right.
And I'm sure you probably do planning around that with the client as well to make sure that they're pulling in that right kind of client.
Yes, you need to be promoting it at every opportunity in a variety of ways.
Yeah, which I'm sure you cover with your client as well, right?
That's right. And it depends on their budget and the message and when it needs to be said and how it needs to be said.
Well, wonderful. It sounds like an excellent service, Jen. Let me ask you, tell us about if I was a first-time client with you, what can I expect and look forward to while working with you? What are some of the greater things that you bring to event planning, and what can I expect?
There's going to be a lot of questions, a lot of making sure that we both understand the objective and that we're very clear on how much things are going to cost and all the decisions that go into it, both on the provider side and on the planning side. I've talked to the owner of the event about things that they haven't thought of. When I was at the hotel, I would ask, what kind of food and beverage do you want to provide? And I heard so many times, they're on their own for all their meals. Well, that's not really fair to the attendant not to have some kind of food and beverage there. I think it makes people feel important and welcome. Plus, it's an opportunity to get sponsors and to promote products and to have key people in your organization standing there and having coffee and a muffin. It doesn't have to be very expensive, but so many people never even thought about that. It was just sort of a cost thing that they could just mark off their list. They didn't want to pay the 45 plus service charge plus gratuity plus tax on a gallon of coffee. But those are the kinds of things that when they add up, they look really, really good. And I think a lot of people don't think about it like that. So it's just not a time to cut costs and just have four walls and some chairs. There's lots of things that I think if you looked at it from an overall point of view, which I believe that I provide, that overall, like how is this going to look? How can you use this to further your message? That's what I think the owners of events are looking for as far as value.
Well, and I agree. And for those of us who have it, you know, run events or had meetings and planned conferences before, you know, the ones we do go to love to walk in there and get that giant cup of coffee and fellowship with everybody else there. But it's a different deal when you're paying for it on the other side. it looks a little expensive on that side, but again, it's providing a good atmosphere and good fellowship for the people who you've invited to your event.
It's harder for them also to say no to whatever you're selling if they're eating and drinking your food.
Exactly. And I love kind of how you describe your company here. You say your experiences are full of hospitality, acceptance, respect, friendship, and warm human contact. We create experiences that comfort and provoke. I like that.
Yeah, that kind of came from whenever there is something that's happened in the world, it seems like it brings people out into the streets, and it brings people to places where they can see each other and talk to each other and touch each other. And that's where that kind of came from. I think we all need to come out of our homes or offices and physically see each other and speak to each other, and I think that's better communication. And that kind of thing can come across online as well, but it's still always nicer outside of a quick conference call. Sometimes you still need to be able to see what the other person is saying, and that's when a good online event can come into place with video. And I think that's important also to keep in mind when you're doing an online event, is to have some kind of video for people to see. It's part of the overall picture.
And there are a lot of components to go into an online event, some of which I don't even know what they are, but I'm just sitting here thinking about, you know, video components and making sure that you've got a large enough, you know, space to handle all the callers and all that kind of thing. So is that something that you coordinate with as well with your clients, is to be able to handle the capacity and everything that goes into that online event?
Oh, sure. Yes. Yeah, we take a very holistic approach to it, where we will just take over the whole thing. I mean, and there are some meeting owners that are very hands-on and want to be right there too within the planning, and there are others that say, just this is what I want it to look like at the end, and, you know, make it happen. It just depends on the personality, which we also consider.
Okay. Wonderful. I love what I'm hearing from you. Tell me about the clients that you work with. What would they say about you and your service after the event's over? What are some of the feedback and responses that you get from the people that you do work with?
I hear a lot of this. We couldn't have done this without you, which is always nice to hear. The thing about meetings and events is, can the business owner, can the meeting owner do it themselves? Of course. But it depends, too, on how polished do you want it to look like? How professional do you want it to look like? I consider myself a very good sales manager on the hotel side and on the tourism side. And I thought I was fair and honest, but I also was working for the owners of the hotel or property, and I had to ultimately provide them with the value of having me around, of hiring me. So I think when you bring in your own person that's working solely for you, I think that's where you see the difference.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be the case, especially, you know, for those out there listening who, you know, are thinking about running a first-time online event, and you've been on one before, and you like what you see, and it's given you a lot of value, but you don't quite know, you know, exactly what all goes into it, or what do I have to do, and especially what I have to do to make it come off really looking professional and neat and puts me in a good light. And I think you need a need somebody who knows the ropes, knows the ins and outs, and knows what to be able to make it appear very successful and very professional on top of that. So I think, Jen, you can provide that service, can you not?
I can. And if you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning when the questions about your event come into your head, you know, that's I think that's a good way to know you can sleep at night, is knowing that you can pass that off to me or whatever professional event or meeting planner that you use. And it's just a one more way of knowing you've got a highly trained, respected person on your side.
Well, that's wonderful. And again, Jen's website is eventsbyseko.com. It's eventsbyseko, S-A-K-O.com. Mm-hmm. If you want to check her out and see what her website and her services are all about. So as we wrap this interview up, Jen, I'll ask you this final question, which I really ask of all my guests, is that, you know, what drives you to be successful and makes up the heart of your business? What is it for you that really drives you to be the best event planner that you can be?
Well, I've always been a service-oriented person. I'm also a very visual person. I like putting together the elements of a successful event that propels an organization's success. I see that the current trends for events is more than a day or evening set aside for the purpose of bringing people together. It's about an overall strategy that includes a lot of other elements like social media, online streaming, following up, following back with your audience. And I believe an event can actually take place over any specified period of time, and I understand that.
Well, wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, I appreciate you joining us today, and we're going to wrap this interview up and thank Jen for joining us today. You're listening to the Journey to Success Radio Network. Find out more about the network, you can visit us at www.journeytosuccessradio.com. And again, we want to thank Jen Seiko for joining us today on Journey to Success. And we'll see you soon for our next amazing success story. Bye for now.